outrageous blow. I'd better really go below and seek the seclusion of a cabin glass. When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, polished up the handle on a big front door.
This at your leisure. It is a song that I have composed for the use of the Royal Navy. It is designed to encourage independence of thought and action in the lower branches of the service, and to teach the principle that a British seaman is any man's equal, excepting mine. Now, Captain Cochrane, a word with you in your cabin about a very tender and sentimental subject.
Aye, aye, Sir Joseph. Bosun, in commemoration of this joyous occasion, see that extra grog is served out to the ship's company at Tavernville.
Aye, beg pardon. If what, Your Honor?
If what? I don't think I understand you.
If you please, Your
what?
Honor.
What?
The gentleman is perfectly right. If you please.
If you please.
For they hold that long the seas, the expression, if you please, a particularly gentlemanly tone implants.
And so do it, Mr. Dennis.
And so do his sisters, and then his aunts, his sisters, and then his aunts, and then his
aunts. Joseph, a true gentleman, courteous and considerate to the very humblest.
True, Bosun, but we are not the very humblest. Sir Joseph has explained our true position to us. As he says, a British seaman is any man's equal, excepting his. And if Sir Joseph says that, is it not our duty to believe him?
You're on a wrong path, and so is he.
But he means well, but he don't know. When people have to obey other people's orders, equality's out of the question.
Dick, did I? If you go forth to infuriate this here ship's company too far, I won't answer for being able to hold him in. I'm shot, that's what I am, shot.
Messmates, my mind's made up. I'll speak to the captain's daughter and tell her like an honest man of the honest love I have for her.
Aye.
Is not my love as good as another's? Is not my heart as true as another's? Have I not hands and eyes and ears and limbs like another?
Aye.
True, I lack birth.
You have a birth on board this very ship.
Well said, I've forgotten that. Well, messmates, what do you say? Do you approve my determination?
We do.
I don't.
So what's just to be done with this here hopeless chap? Let us sing him the song that Sir Joseph is so kindly composed for us. Perhaps it will bring this here miserable creature to a more proper state of mind.
A British tar is a soaring soul, as free as a mountain bird. His energetic fist should be ready to resist a dictatorial word. His nose should damage his lips, his cheeks should flame,
his brow
and his brow,
his
bosom should heave,
and his heart should
and his heart, and his fist be ever ready for a knockdown.
I have spoken.
His eyes should flash with an inborn fire, his brow with a scorn be wrung. He never should bow down to a domineering frown for the tang of a tyrant's tongue.
His foot should stand strong,
his hair should twirl,
and his face should scowl,
his eyes should glide, and his breath should grow,
and this should be his customary act.
His foot should stand, his throat should growl, his hair should twirl, his face should scowl, his eyes should flash, his breath should grow, and this should be his customary attitude. His attitude, his attitude, his attitude.
rich only in never-ending unrest. In me they meet a combination of antithetical elements which already turn a war with one another, driven hither by objective influence, thither by subjective emotion, wafted one moment into blazing day by mocking hope, plunged the next into the Cimmerian darkness of tangible despair. I'm but a living ganglion of irreconcilable antagonisms. I hope I make myself clear, lady. Jove's armor we were launched against the head of the audacious mortal whose lips, unhallowed by relationship, dared to breathe that precious word. Yet would I breathe it once, and then perchance be silent evermore. Josephine, in one brief breath I will concentrate the hopes, the doubts, the anxious fears of 6 weary months. Josephine, I am a British sailor, and I love you.
Sir, this audacity! Oh, my heart, my beating heart!
Nothing, haughty lady. I love you desperately. My life is in your hands. I lay it at your feet. Give me hope. And what I lack in education and polite accomplishments, that I will endeavor to acquire. Drive me to despair. And in death alone, I shall seek consolation. I am proud and cannot stoop to implore. I have spoken, and I wait your word.
You shall not wait long. Your proffered love, I haughtily reject. Go, sir, and learn to cast your eyes upon some village maid in your own poor rank. They should be lowered before your captain.